As always, there is so much happening in the Cairns property market. It's just unbelievable to watch it unfold over recent weeks and months. House prices are going up, sales volumes increasing, apartments starting to sell as well. And of course, the rental vacancy situation, absolutely unbelievable at the moment. There's no one better to talk about it all than program sponsor Nikolai Obirsky from One Stop Property. He's dropped into the studio for our regular catch-up, our regular market update. Nikolai, first of all, you're always onto the stats. I love that about One Stop Property. You're always looking at the data, looking at where the trends are going. You've got some news on the building approvals front, which I was keen to hear about.
Well, just talking about in the past to start off with, if you look at what our average is over the 5 years in Cairns area, you're looking around 580 on an average.
Yep, per year.
Per year. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're sitting at 750 and we still got two more months to write those contracts.
Wow, there you go. So we're nearly 200 approvals above the five-year average.
Which is really good.
And there's still 2 months to go in the year.
And that's with a higher replacement cost. So the builders have had to obviously increase their price. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see, obviously, prices continue to grow because there's still demand out there with supply of what's on the market, in the general real estate market as well, because there's so many people moving to Cairns still.
Mm. And what's your take on why this year, given we've been through this, still going through this crazy COVID pandemic. What is that? Is it the government boosts that have been on offer?
Well, it definitely comes back to after post-COVID when the government created all the stimulus that was out there. So that actually started the process of people wanting to buy and build. There was obviously more focus inside what factors they could control, which was where they lived. And that's a really important part of people, what they wanted to do in their lives. So there also has been a huge undersupply of land out there. So the building costs increased quite quickly. And you got to remember, over the last 13 years, there's not really been a lot of growth and a lot of people buying or building. It's more been in the established market.
Mm. You would also wonder, Nikolai, whether low interest rates have played a role here, where people have almost weighed up renting, and we know rents have been climbing, versus a mortgage. And I mean, there are some places, some suburbs in Cairns where it's cheaper to have a mortgage than it is to rent.
That's exactly right. Majority of the homes on the market are actually cheaper to buy than rent.
Mm. What about the supply of houses? I know at One Stop Property, constantly keen to get listings. Where's that all at now? Do you need more houses and apartments to sell?
Yeah, certainly. We definitely do. You know, we offer a holistic type approach in how we sell homes. We don't just think, oh, we'll quickly get it on the market. We'll sell it. The first offer is the best one. Mm. Currently in the market these days, I'm meeting a lot of buyers and they're saying that they've got nowhere to go once they've sold and they've not really looked at where the market's at. They've maybe taken the offer a little bit too quickly and undersold. If it was us, I'd be looking at how many buyers have come through, how long it's been on, how many opens you had before you took the first offer, because you're getting multiple offers and sometimes time can be your best friend in accepting an offer and getting the best price. And anyone can sell anything right now.
And is that because I guess they read what's happening and they think, well, you know, prices are up, I need to grab that price, the first offer I get? But you're saying it's actually better just cool your heels a little bit, give it a couple of weeks, do an open home or two, and just let's see what offers come in.
That's exactly right. Like if you had in the first day five to ten offers, obviously, then yeah, you could make your decision up. But if you've only had one or two, I think definitely extending. And you know, some people do still focus, like the media, if you talk about what they're talking about, they're always talking about the urban areas. Well, we're in the regional areas. We haven't had the price growth like before. So there's no rush and there isn't any fear of this market ending, because people, even agents ask me, like, where do you think it's going? And I have 100% certainty that unless something happens with a major black swan event, we're going to have continual growth for the next 18 months or 2 years, because of, you know, you can't, our replacement cost and what our sale price is very even. The supply of materials, there's a big delay on that. So we're just going to see the building boom continue.
Mm. And particularly when those borders open in mid-December, you would think that we'll have more visitors. Oh. When people see the region, they fall in love with it while they're on holiday. They think, you know what? I'm going to move, make the move to Cairns. That's
exactly right. And the value offering and what we offer in a tropical paradise.
Mm. So. Still affordable, particularly compared with some of our southern cities. Certainly. What about, let's just touch a little bit there. You mentioned before about often buyers aren't thinking about bigger picture might not be the right word, but there's a whole process you really should follow here, because the housing market is running hot, because the rental vacancy rate is so low. People, you can fall into a bit of a trap where if you sell too quickly without having a plan about where are you going next. Just talk to us a little bit about what you do at One Stop Property for people who might be in that situation.
Well, if you're looking at selling, we've obviously got things that are off market that sellers aren't really ready to move on yet. So we might have something that you might be interested in buying off market. So, you know, we could do that move quite easily. Mm-hmm. We've also got land as well. If you're looking at building, you know, that always makes it easier. We're lining it up, because if you don't have a home, it's not like you can just put your stuff in a storage, because there's no storage containers out there. Mm-hmm. And even everyone is busy. So we look at it and we will help you with the next move. Mm-hmm. Not just saying, okay, put it on the market, let's sell it quick and move on. You know, that's not us.
Mm. So it's about looking at that holistic picture about what it's one thing to list your home and hopefully sell it fairly quickly. You actually need to know what's the next step.
You'd be surprised how many people are coming in and saying, well, I don't know where I'm going. I said, well, it's very obvious to ask because I'm in real estate, yes. But not everyone thinks that way.
Yeah, it's so important to think about that bigger picture, particularly given the current market conditions. Nikolai at One Stop Property, how can people get in touch with you? What's the best way for people to get in touch?
Just give us a call, send us a text message, log on to the website, whatever works for you, no matter what time of the day it is. But yeah, my number is 0428 338 8828, and just Google One Stop Property and you'll find us.
There you go. Touch base with Nikolai, 0428 338 8828, or Google One Stop Property on the web. A great time to sell, but as you said, Nikolai, things are moving. So if you've got a house or a unit that you're thinking about selling, get in touch with Nikolai and the team at One Stop Property. Never been a better time. Nikolai Oberski, thanks for being on the King Review today.
Thanks, Gavin. Always a pleasure.